Bringing on the weird once again.
We're back.
You're Elijah.
That's me. You're Will.
That's me.
All right. And this is
Moon Landing Hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a hoax? We're going to try to figure that out.
You know, in the last episode, we said the first episode is not going to be about the moon landing. I thought about that when I listened to it.
Yeah, so did I. And then as soon as it was over, we were like, okay, moon landing.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The timing's going to match right up to the anniversary.
50 years.
Yep.
Since they recorded somebody walking on a fake moon.
Oh. You're going right there, huh?
Well, there's trouble on both ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll get to what I think later on.
All right. But what we know is Kennedy initiated the idea to go to the moon. Put a man on the moon before the end of the 60s. 1961 is when the Soviet Union sent their guy, April 12th, 61, and then May 5th is when we sent our guy, Alan Shepard, just floating around, going up, coming back. But think about that. In 1969, 50 years ago, we were just barely getting into rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the different videos about SpaceX and all the different private rocket organizations or space organizations right now. They went through a lot of crap to send a rocket up and bring it back in one piece.
But they didn't have Mr. Von Braun.
Oh.
Who started NASA. Or he was ahead of NASA.
And he was fresh out of World War II.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? That was him, right?
Yep. Part of what we might cover later, Project Paperclip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get into that, too.
Yeah. So he announced it. And what year did he announce that?
61. He said, we're going to get to the moon before the end of the decade.
And ironically, we went in 69.
Right,
literally,
before the end of the decade.
Literally right before the end. So do you think did we go? Or was it a Hail Mary? Who knows?
It was a Hail Mary for sure. But I want to lean on that we did go. That we did make it. Because I just watched a video earlier today about this guy. He's a cameraman, and he knows lighting and all this, what goes into filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And watching the footage, he said that technology to film how the naysayers say that they didn't exist then. They could not slow it down. There had to be three times more footage, and it was I think he said 147 minutes, something like that, or maybe it was an hour and 44 minutes, something like that. But literally, they air this on live television. And these astronauts just went up and just walked around the pod and collected rocks and dust and just looked at different things. And, I mean, it probably made for boring television at one point. When's Hee-Haw coming back on?
Yeah. I'm sure it was pretty exciting, though.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Exciting, and then when you're getting closer to the two-hour point, all right, let's get some howdy-doody.
You know what is kind of a bummer? I did come across Michael Collins was the third guy,
and
nobody knows
of
him.
He just
I don't want to say all he did. I mean, he went to space, but he orbited the moon while Buzz and Neil went down, you know, and they're just jumping around on the moon. But he gets little to no recognition. Actually, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I even heard of his name before I started researching this.
I knew there was a third guy. That's all I knew.
That poor guy.
But I mean, if you went up there, you're like, well, that's a big-ass haunted house. Who wants to go on that thing? You pull up to the house. Nope, I'm not going in there. You guys can go.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, did he have that thought? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he said
maybe
that.
That's how he justified it.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in the car. You guys go down and get eaten by aliens. Moon men.
I'm good here. You guys go ahead.
I did. So the guy who initiated the fact that it was a hoax.
Yeah.
His name was Bill Kasing, and he worked for a company called Rocketdyne, who helped build the V2 rocket. He worked there from 56 to 63, and he said no way America has the technology to do this. I don't know what he was. For all we know, he could have been a janitor. I didn't find out what his job title was. But he said we didn't have the technology to do it.
When did he say that?
You know what? I got it right here. You know what? I don't have it right here.
All right.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
According to this Wikipedia article here, you know, we'll take that with a grain of salt. But revised theory from conspiracy theory, did we land on the moon, 2001, casing, quote, the astronauts were launched with the Saturn V, or 5, whatever. Then in order to account for their disappearance, they simply orbited the Earth for 8 days. And in the interim, they showed these fake pictures of the astronauts on the moon. But on the 8th day, the command console separated from the vehicle and descended to Earth, as, of course, was shown in the films.
I did just find... I'm sorry, go ahead.
But the one guy said there was no way that the camera technology could do that.
Yeah, I did see something regarding that. And it said that while it's slightly possible they could do that, they could fake it, one thing they could not fake was the moon dust. Because if they did that on Earth because of the atmosphere, it would puff up and turn into a cloud. Where on the moon, in the footage, it comes up and drops right back down. And they said the only way they could do that is if they were in a vacuum. And, I mean, are they really going to go through all of that? If they could even do it.
Right. That's what this other guy said about the camera footage. It would be one hell of a feat, and it would be super expensive to fake it. It was actually more viable to go there than it was to fake it.
Right.
But that's only that guy's side of the story.
Well, there's a lot of different sides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you hear the stories about, you know, the shadows don't match up. Some of them are longer than the others. And people say, well, that has to be a lighting effect. But even if it was a lighting effect, when astronauts are close to each other, the shadows would still match, right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Right.
But then I read something that said that you can get the same effect on Earth on a snowy hill.
Well, that they don't match?
Yeah. Because of, I guess, like dips and...
Dips that you can't see.
Yeah.
That's not...
But they were saying that they were standing on hills and mounds and all that on the moon, that could cause that effect.
It sounds good. Because the lighting is in one spot, and it's blown out all the color that's around it, so you can't see all the shadows. You can't tell where there's dips.
Right. And that actually leads in right to another one of the arguments or whatever. They say that in the pictures, there's no stars in the background. I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, if you go to New York City, you don't see stars because of light pollution, right?
Right.
The moon is extremely reflective.
Right.
So could it be light pollution, or do you have to have an atmosphere for light pollution?
No, I can see it being light pollution. The cameras are trying to focus on the guys on the ground.
Right.
Like if you just went outside with your phone and took a picture in the night, you're probably not going to pick up stars very easily at all.
My phone can't hardly get a good picture of the moon.
Right. So you don't even see stars anyway. And we're talking about cameras 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So that sounds like another checkbox in the we were there column.
Right. Yeah.
What's another thing that they talked about?
Did you hear about the Stanley Kubrick, The Shining?
Oh, yeah. That he was the guy that was supposed to have filmed it.
Yeah, and that he left clues in The Shining. But look, I read a lot of the clues, and it was kind of ridiculous. They said room... like ROOMNO217 could be spelled moon room. Well, that doesn't match up because there's only three O's in room no 217. There's four O's in moon room.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you switched them around and you spelled moon first and then you jumbled them all back up and then you spelled room.
That's a stretch.
I honestly got to say a lot of them are a stretch.
Yeah, but then we get past all that stuff. Then my other thought is, why haven't we been back? And why hasn't anyone else gone?
You know, I did see something that NASA plans on going, and I think it was in 2024. And I wish I could remember where I saw it. I believe it was on Twitter. They had posted a photo that it showed the moon, and it said, "We'll see you in 2024.
Weren't they planning to go to Mars in 2025?
Well, they're just going to stop off at the moon and then hit Mars. Well, I guess they stopped for Big Macs.
Road trip,
baby. From the dark side of the moon, dude. That's where they have the McDonald's. We can't see it.
Space tripping with my two favorite allies. Instead of a road trip, it's a space trip.
What do you think? What do you think? Do you think they'll have Elon help them do that? Or do you think they're good?
Get to the moon? I mean,
yeah.
This time?
Apparently they lost the technology. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. But they figured it out before. Why can't they figure it out again?
I have no idea. How do you lose that technology? It was one of the greatest feats of mankind.
Right.
You lost the technology?
What does that even mean? What's the technology?
I don't know.
Put a robot on Mars.
Yeah. But they lost the technology to get back to the moon.
The moon is like an eighth of the distance between us and Mars.
I saw it's 240,000 miles away. It only takes 76 hours to get there.
Right. And how long did it take to get to Mars?
It's like a road trip.
Right.
It's like a short little road trip.
Let's go to California back. That's how long it takes to get to the moon. So that's kind of wild that they lost the technology. Why can't they just... The moon is right there. Why can't we just shoot for it again? They figured it out 50 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, they say that it's pointless to go back. It's a waste of money because there's nothing there. But
couldn't it be like a jumping off point? Instead of burning up all that fuel to get off of Earth, put all that stuff on the moon, and then just shoot off the moon. Tear it up on the back. We don't even see the back on Earth. Just tear up the backside. It still gets light occasionally.
Well, they can't do that because that's where the alien bases are. The aliens won't let us do that. So we got to do it on the light side.
All right. But, I guess.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think if we're going to go interplanetary, they should put a fueling station or a launch pad or something like that on the moon.
Yeah.
Then you shoot for that with a SpaceX rocket, which they can land safely again.
Right.
Or I guess. I mean, I've seen reports of that. And then land on the moon, refill, and you can go even further.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see that makes sense to me. Why doesn't it make sense to the powers that be?
Well, maybe we're idiots and it doesn't actually make sense to smart people. You know, maybe it's just two goofballs making up an idea, and the scientists are like, "What are these guys talking about?" They have no clue about space dynamics or whatever it would be. Aerospace dynamics.
All right. How about this? So we did land on the light side of the moon, the side of the moon that we can see, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with the technology that we have, the ability to look out in space, we can look at and count the moons on Saturn or on Jupiter with a land-based, handheld, nothing fancy telescope.
Yeah.
Can we point at the moon and look at where we landed 50 years ago?
Hmm.
Can we see that flag? Supposedly it's all bleached out now, but can we see they didn't bring the lunar lander back, did they?
I don't think so.
So we just parked a car on the moon. Can we look at it from Earth?
Well, I'm sure they airbrushed it out. But if, honestly, if we really went, which I'm not saying we did, I'm not saying we didn't. If we really went, do you think they would want to airbrush that out? It's a part of history.
Right.
You would want to leave that there and say, look, that vehicle is ours. That flag is ours. We did that.
Right.
So I can't imagine they want to airbrush it out.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You don't see... I don't think you see... I mean, I'm just using Google Earth, and Google Earth is just another part of the government. But I don't think you even see tracks from the vehicle we left.
Which is odd, because there's no wind.
Yeah.
There's no boot prints, nothing like that.
I mean, don't quote me on that, because it's very I mean, we could get a comment in there. These stupid idiots. I can see every track.
Fine, tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us what's wrong. But another thing is, Kennedy had all this going on, and he wanted to get there before the end of the decade, but he had some shit to deal with during the space race.
Yeah, he did. That's another episode there.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about what the hell is it? I know it was in here somewhere. The stuff in Cuba. Missile crisis? The Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yeah.
You had to deal with that, right?
When was that?
Oh, the Bay of Pigs fiasco. Yeah, the Bay of Pigs to deal with. And Vietnam was knocking on the door. So he had some... He was all over the place.
And didn't we lose Vietnam? I mean, we're focused on getting to the moon, and then...
Yeah, we had dudes over there doing whatever they were doing. We were trying to send guys out into space. So stuff was all over the place.
Yeah, that's bizarre. It's like they focused... Because they had to beat Russia. They absolutely had to beat Russia.
Yeah. And then after Russia sent the dude in space, they're like, that's enough for us, comrade.
Didn't they kill people trying to bring people back? Or he almost... I don't remember his name.
Yuri?
The cosmonaut. Was it him? Yuri? He almost died coming back?
Did he?
I know they had a cosmonaut almost die coming back.
I know they killed a dog.
Yeah, but that's a Tuesday over there. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Those Russian brats.
Brats?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
We killed a dog on Tuesday. We eat him on Wednesday.
What do you think they put on their brats? You think they do sauerkraut?
Ooh. Because they beat the Germans to a bloody pulp? Is that why they put krauts all over it?
Yeah. I'm sure they cook them in vodka. We do ours in beer here in America. They do theirs in vodka.
Rotten potato juice. Why not?
I mean, you drink it since you're, what, three or... I think they put it in their baby bottles.
Where was it? It was... I'm pretty sure it was Russia. Or was it Germany? If it was 5% alcohol, it's considered soda.
What?
I think it was Russia. 5% alcohol is just soda. It's just just a soft drink. I think so. I could be very wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read that. Whether it was Russia or it was Germany, somebody over there.
I would say it could be Russia or Germany.
Or both.
I saw a video, I think it was on a Travel Channel. He was over there for Oktoberfest, and it showed a little baby drinking a beer. I'm not kidding. A little baby sitting on a mom's lap drinking a beer out of a mug. I mean, I think it was her beer that he was taking a sip out of, but a little baby.
That they captured that moment in time.
Yeah. And if it's not legal there, that mom went to jail because they got it right on camera, right on TV.
But was it her fault? Really?
I don't know, but I don't think any of this has to do with the moon, does it?
We took a bit of a tangent.
I'm sure we'll tend to do that time to time.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Gagarin. Like you said, I don't know if he had trouble coming back.
The Yuri guy?
Yeah.
I don't know what the name was, but I do remember, I think I heard it on another podcast that they had a cosmonaut die because they wanted to beat us just as bad as we wanted to beat them. So I don't know if they were doing less testing and just throwing people up there, hoping they got back or what. But they had a cosmonaut almost die coming back because I think it was the carbon monoxide was building up inside. And they didn't have, you know what, I could be 100% wrong. Because that sounds like Apollo 13. I'm not Russian. This isn't Russia propaganda.
Yeah, we're not Russian. We're taking our time.
I was talking earlier about the guy casing.
Yeah.
And he self-published a pamphlet called We Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 billion swindle. And he did that in 76.
$30 billion swindle. So we didn't go to the moon, but we still spent $30 billion?
Well, it's very expensive to make that
the whole set.
That movie, you know? You got to make the set, all the wires.
You had to build the technology to film it.
Yeah. They could have had iPhones back then. We just didn't know it. I'm sure there's a ton of stuff we don't know that they have.
Lost cosmonaut. That's probably what you're talking about. Oh, here we go. Well, we could talk on that eventually. The lost cosmonauts or the phantom cosmonauts are subjects of a conspiracy theory alleging that Soviet cosmonauts went to outer space before Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm talking about there.
But their existence has never been publicly acknowledged by either the Soviet or Russian space authorities.
Well, I mean, they've never said Bigfoot exists either, but we all know he's 100% real.
100%. He's just making his way around the country.
Yeah, they see him all over the world, man.
The world?
I just believe the one. So. No, I'm sure that it can't be just one. How would he reproduce?
He's immortal. He's just walking around.
Maybe he is an alien. He's like Chewbacca.
That's where they got the idea for Forrest Gump. He looks like a forest.
What?
Is that where they got the idea? No. I don't know.
I thought you were serious. I was like, no way. That is a bizarre way to come up with a movie. I thought we had another conspiracy on our hands.
Well, maybe.
It's possible. Let's dig into Forrest Gump next. What is this box of chocolates you speak of?
Was that stuff that the Nazis were taking so they could stay up for 3 days in March? That's what the box of chocolates was.
Yeah, I believe it was laced with cocaine.
That's how he could run until he grew a 3-foot beard.
Yeah. If I run for a minute on the treadmill, I almost pass out. I start seeing the black close in around my eyes. I'm almost dead.
So you probably shouldn't be a cosmonaut or an astronaut.
No, you know what? Probably not. I'm afraid of heights.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, but is there? There's no up or down up there. So would I be afraid of that height? Right? There's no up or down.
Yeah.
Am I high? I don't know.
It sounds like we're pretty damn high right now. So what do you say? I think we went to the moon.
I think we went to the moon.
Did we just go around it?
You know,
faked it?
There was an interesting thing I saw that said people believe we did go to the moon. We just faked it at first to beat Russia.
But we actually went a little later on.
We weren't quite ready. They wanted to get to the moon by the time JFK said we would. We wanted to beat Russia. So we faked it and then actually made it.
Yeah, but then how did they air it on television?
I don't know. I wasn't alive. I didn't see it. So even if they did it in a studio, would anyone even know? They could air it live and people were like, yeah, looks like the moon to me. Because no one had ever really seen it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you think they met with the aliens when they were up there?
Is that when they cut out?
Yeah, they're missing 11 tapes of footage. 11 tapes.
That so seems bonkers.
They've lost 11 tapes of footage, and they lost the technology to get back.
What? What?
How did they lose that stuff? It's NASA.
Well, there was a German running it at the time.
That's true. Maybe the 11 tapes that are lost were us on the dark side of the moon seeing all the stuff that people say there's back there. I mean, 11 tapes, that's a lot of footage.
Yeah.
To just lose.
11 tapes? I thought it was like 11 minutes or something.
I saw 11 tapes of footage.
Holy crap. Who'd you say was the German guy who ran NASA?
Werner von Braun.
Oh, that was before it was NASA, right?
He was the head of NASA.
What was it before it was NASA?
Was it anything?
Yeah, it was something else. I don't remember what it was, though. Because I just looked it up, and this is the first administrator, August 19th, 1958. T. Keith Glennon. Now, 1958 was a dozen years after World War II.
Yeah.
So
maybe he was just I don't know. Maybe he just led the rocket program then.
Thomas Paine was sitting in the big chair when the moon landing happened. He was the one that was the administrator, the NASA administrator, Werner.
I'm looking right here.
You said Werner von Braun?
It's
Werner.
Yeah. Werner.
So would he have any reason himself to perpetrate a hoax?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't kill him. We could have killed him.
His group was assimilated into NASA, where he served as director of the newly formed Marshall Space Flight Center and as the chief architect of the Saturn V super heavy lift launch vehicle. So he was the chief architect of the rocket that got them to the moon.
Okay, so I misunderstood.
But still, he was up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was no slouch. I mean, he wasn't a janitor. He was definitely a big part of it.
He advocated a human mission to Mars.
We're
still not there.
Did I send you that picture? Oh, yeah, I did. Of that book he wrote in, like, 1953.
Yeah.
That said the leader of Mars would be named Elon.
I just started looking up Elon's parents, and his dad's from South Africa?
Yeah.
But I guess he was a real big asshole.
Yeah, I could see that. He's just smarter than everybody.
He lived with him for 2 years. So I guess what my point is, his dad was smart as hell. So did he read that book and be like, I like that name, Elon? Is that a common South African name?
Well, what did you told me it meant something in South African, right? Or in African. Do you recall?
I don't.
I can look right now.
I was looking at the Werner stuff. Silence. I'm going to have to remove the silence. What? Who is Elon in the Bible?
I saw a thing that said NASA is the real government and our government is just a fake government, but NASA runs everything.
That was in the text that we had.
It was?
Yeah.
I
scrolled right past that.
That's bizarre. I'm looking at Wikipedia, the moon landing conspiracy theories. There's a picture of, it's like a moon landing, a fake moon landing with a warehouse in the background. Is that real?
That can't be real.
I don't know, man. Moon landing. I don't know. I don't know what those guys, their faces look like. So I can't say. That's weird. I mean, it's clearly, like, if you went to Wikipedia, moon landing conspiracy theories, that picture is the picture there. And it looks like the lander, the two guys, Buzz and Neil, and then in the background, it's a giant warehouse, like a big hangar.
Is it all the way at the top of the page? Oh, I see. It's a training mock-up, supposedly.
Yeah, but why would you...
They went into that much detail for a mock-up?
Yeah, it seems too bizarre. Like, look, even the dust on the ground, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
It seems like too much detail to just mock it up. It looks like they were going to do a set, or they were going to, fake it, black out the background. That's why you don't see stars. There's also the theory that we cannot get through the Van Allen belt, which is between us and the moon. It's too much radiation.
Too much radiation. How? Like a rocket ship couldn't block that out for people to get through?
See, I don't quite understand that, because I believe, this is just, my weird mind work. It's too much radiation if you're just hanging out in it. You don't want to park it there. But if you're just blasting through it real quick, can't you make it through there?
Right.
And there's also, I believe there's a thinner part of the Van Allen belt. That's why they only launch at certain times. So they want to be able to get through the thinner part of it.
Huh.
I just hit my mic.
I didn't hear it.
Well, that's good.
So they know how to get through the Van Allen. So is it beyond the International Space Station then?
Yeah.
So it's out further than that.
Out further than that, but before the moon.
Is that why they park the ISS where it is then?
Well, I would imagine so. You don't want to park it in the belt, and turn into popcorn kernels up there. I guess they wouldn't be kernels for long. They'd be popped popcorn.
Can't stay up there 120 days when you're cooking.
I wouldn't think so. That would definitely burn my popcorn.
Old Van Allen.
Yeah, burning popcorn up there, man. I can't put my popcorn in for longer than two and a half minutes. Burn it. Talk about 200 days up there. I don't know, man. It's a weird...
There's so many different... You can go down one road, and then you're like, yeah, we definitely got there. But then you go down another road, and we definitely could not have gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically how all these conspiracies work, where it's like, oh, definitely, I definitely 100% believe it. And then other times, you're like, no way, why would I believe that? Same thing with the moon landing. Like, no, we've been there, no doubt, right? And then you see things like the pictures. Have you seen the sea rock?
The sea rock?
It is a rock, and it's got the letter C on it, like written on it, like it was a prop, and somebody did not flip it over to hide the C. They left it there. And then NASA says that it was, no, that was just a hair that was on the lens.
Can it be seen throughout the video?
I don't know. It was just in a photo. So, I don't know. It looks like a C on the rock to me, but I'm not a photo analyst, so...
I was looking up the, what am I on? BBC, about moon landing conspiracies. And they are just running down the whole thing. The flapping flag, it can't flap because there's no air.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what that is.
All right.
I mean, it's, they have the pole, they have a wire going through the top of it to simulate it flapping in the wind, they slam it down and it just kind of jiggles.
The idea was to show that it was flapping in the wind?
Well, no. He just went to slam it in the dirt, and the force of him slamming it into the dirt made the flag jiggle.
Okay.
So it looked like they said, oh my goodness, it's flapping in the wind.
Well, until you said that, I didn't realize there was a rigid part at the top of that flagpole.
Well, if there wasn't, the flag would just hang straight down, right?
Yeah.
Or would it? Well, it would have to, yeah, because there is some gravity.
Yeah.
So it would hang straight down, and there's no wind to blow it, so it would hang straight down.
Right.
So there has to be a rigid thing in the top of the flag.
Like you said about the dust. If they kick up the dust on Earth, then it would swirl around a little bit with whatever air that's moving.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no air on the moon, so the dust didn't really get kicked up. It just got moved. Like
it comes up a little bit and then just comes straight back down.
Yeah, how can you fake that in a studio?
You can't. I mean, according to what I read, you cannot do it unless you put them in a vacuum.
So they put the whole studio in a vacuum. It seems like such extreme measures to fake it. Why not just go there?
I think we did.
All the camera effects, the slow-mo, all of that.
It's too much work, like just you said. They could focus all that work, all that money on faking it to actually do it, which I think they did. I think they actually went.
Yeah.
But the argument that we went after the studio thing is kind of interesting to me. Although I haven't done a lot of research on it, but the fact that maybe they did fake, I don't know. Like we were just saying, that's too much work.
So the one theory is that we faked it to make it look like we beat Russia, but then we actually went.
Right.
But it was on live television.
I mean, do they know it was live?
In the 60s.
But is there proof that it was live and not previously aired and then just put the live logo in the screen? Or not previously aired, but previously recorded.
So that was previously recorded in a studio, but then later on we actually went on a separate mission?
That's the theory. We faked it to beat Russia and to fulfill Kennedy's promise, and then when our technology caught up, we actually did go. I mean, we had to have gone, because they're shooting lasers up there and getting them bounced back to Earth. They're shooting a laser to a mirror up there on the moon, and it's bouncing back to Earth.
Okay. How does that prove that we got there?
Well, who else will put the mirror there?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're shooting a mirror that's on the moon, and the laser's bouncing back so they can judge the distance. And that's how they know that the moon is moving further away.
How'd the mirror get there? Send a care package? See, we had to have gone.
Exactly. And I think that is the downfall for a lot of the naysayers. Once that part comes up, they just deny it, just adamantly deny the fact that there's a mirror up there and we're bouncing a laser off of it.
How else would there be an alternative way to know how far the moon is? If we just shoot a laser at the rocks and the dirt, it's not coming back. It'll just...
Well, I wouldn't think so, but it is a very, very reflective surface itself.
True.
So is it possible to bounce back? I'm not sure.
All right, I'm reading this BBC page, and it says that these landing sites can be observed from Earth. And they have been observed by China, India, and Japan.
With telescopes?
These landing sites have also been independently spotted by a variety of other spacecraft from China, India, and Japan. So from space, they saw them. So not from Earth.
Yeah, but did they write America was here in 1969? See, they could have went in 1974. They could have went in 1980 and just faked it the first time.
They can't hide a rocket going off. So if they... All right, let's run down that. Let's run down that theory.
Mm.
If they faked it in another launch, which one would they have faked it in? Because the Apollo missions, there was I don't know how many Apollos there were. 11 went there. Number 11 went there, but wasn't there Apollo 13? Oh, okay. Amongst the instruments left were retro reflectors. Lunar reflectors have enabled precise measurements of the Earth-Moon distance since 1969, and many remain operational today. Reflecting lasers off surfaces installed by the Apollo 11, 14, and 15 crews, as well as the Soviet Lunokhod 2 rover. So Russia got there eventually, just not with people. That part I didn't know.
Yeah, and China's right. China's there right now, right? On the dark side of the moon, aren't they?
Supposedly, right?
That's what they say. That's what they say. So, I mean, all they got there, but after us. USA. USA.
That's how everything is portrayed.
Well, of course. I mean,
loser.
Propaganda, right? Could be American propaganda.
We're the best.
We're the best. Everyone else is the worst. They're all the bad guys. We would never do that to our citizens.
No. Lie to the people?
Yeah, absolutely not. Our government is totally transparent. So, I mean, do you think we went or no? 100%. Gun to your head. Do you think we went?
Yes. I feel like there's too many things pointing to yes. And it just doesn't seem feasible to have faked it, which seems counterintuitive to a degree, I guess, right? It was too expensive to fake, but it wasn't too expensive to go 240,000 miles into the sky.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm with you. It is intriguing as that one theory is about faking it first and then going, then, you know, just to beat everybody. But then I think about it, and so that would be double the money. Well, not double, but it would be way more money to do it that way than to just go, because you got to do all the faking and then you got to actually go
right
later on. So, I mean, gun to my head, I say, yeah, we went. And I think we went when they aired it live on July 20th, 1969.
Yes.
I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. It seems too bizarre to fake it. And I think all the other weird things are just the fact that we're used to life here on Earth. So things looked weird to us there. The shadows looked weird. There was a hair on the lens for the sea rock, even though it does look like a sea. No stars in the background. Light pollution, in my opinion.
Yeah, the no stars thing, I think that's easily explained. It's the, like you said, it's the light pollution. Everything's bleeding over. Because I'm just now looking at that sea, and yeah, that looks like a sea.
Yeah.
I guess to really dig into it, we would have to watch the actual footage. But then it could have been doctored at any point.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a very curly hair. It looks exactly like a sea to me.
But they have a different angle that there's no sea there. And there's one picture where it shows a second one, but it's just in the dirt.
A sea in the dirt?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just came across a picture of the moon sea, and there's a Mars sea.
A Mars one, too.
Yeah, a rock with a sea on it. That's interesting. I wonder if it's the same rock.
Or somebody wants you to believe that. Because we didn't actually go to Mars either.
I don't know.
They flipped it over.
Do you see it? The moon sea, Mars sea?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just like on the bottom side of it.
So you're saying we're not on Mars either?
Oh, no. Like no, I'm not saying that. No, I'm saying it's interesting. And I think a lot of conspiracies are interesting. But I think this one is unjustified. I think we went. And I think it's just bizarre coincidences, possibly a hair on the lens, even though it looks like a sea very clearly. But so I think we're on moon, on moon. I think we have a rover on Mars, and I think we went to the moon.
And we're the heroes. The Americans are the heroes because we got to the moon first and we got to Mars first.
America, baby.
I like rooting for the underdog, too. So I'd like to see somebody else get to the moon, too.
Who do you think?
Who?
Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. Who should get there next?
India's putting a lot into their space program. If they can stop shitting in the streets for a day.
Yeah, can you imagine? Because they go to the bathroom in those things. That's a lot of curry, dude. And I've had curry before, and it's spicy.
Carry the curry with you.
I don't know.
Somebody else needs to go. I want somebody else to go, too. Do we need to go back? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, but do we need to? What I'd like to
say earlier, if we put some sort of jumping off point there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We wouldn't have the gravity of the Earth there. There's no reason not to, unless there's something else there that we can't hang out with.
You know, I almost wonder if the fact that we don't do that is the fact that you would almost have to, I guess you wouldn't have to, but it would make more sense to launch off of the dark side of the moon.
Because it's on the other side.
Right. But I did see something that the shadows on the moon are completely black because there's no atmosphere for any light to reflect off of.
Okay.
So it's the complete black darkness. It's like they had a hard time in space working with tools if the shadow of their hand would get in the way because of how black it is.
There's no ambience to the atmosphere.
Right, because there's no light reflecting off. Well, yeah. So I wonder if that makes it, I don't know, I wouldn't say impossible, but it would be a lot more work because they'd have to go up there and put lights up, but they would have to have lights to install the lights.
Yep. And I wonder if it's a matter of radiation from the sun because the sun is just hammering it perpetually. Yeah,
is it getting it that bad on the back?
Well, yeah, because when we only see the one side of the moon.
Yeah. Jeez, people are definitely saying that guy is the dumb one. Like I said in the last one. Yeah, that makes sense. That side does see the sun, but we don't see the sun.
Right. And that's another thing that seems goofy, that it's, like you said before, it's like a giant satellite just out there.
Yeah,
only one side is facing them.
They say it's too big and too close to make sense. But would it make sense if it was hollow? Less mass. A bigger object with less mass.
I'm not Newton. I'm not going to create that math to figure that out.
Here, I'll do it real quick. Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. Yep, checks out.
If it's hollow, is that why it faces us? Huh, that's a good question.
Well, not faces us, but is it possible to be that large and that close without throwing us off if it's hollow? Because if it was solid, it's obviously going to have more mass.
Yeah, that's something to ponder.
Yeah, that can be on a hollow moon episode. Because if we got into that, we'd be here until midnight.
Right. So, in conclusion, we got there.
100%. And we got there when they said we got there, and it was live.
1969. 50 years ago.
50 years ago. That's 20 years before me.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up, right? I mean, we talked about as much as we can talk about, I guess. As much as we could think to talk about.
Right. So I think that's good. We went to the moon.
I'm going to have to agree with you. We went to the moon.
All right. Now it's time for dinner.
And this was Bring on the Weird.
Yes, it was. Right. Stay weird.
Yep. See you guys.